You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Errol Parker here, and welcome to another Batuta Advocate Weekly News Bulletin. Back again. This time I'm with Wendell Hussey, and Clancy Overall is not here. He's in Brisbane. He's down there recording a very special Monday morning podcast, and he just told me he's slipped into a massage parlour.
Oh, good on him.
He has the worst back in the Diamond Tina. I'm glad he's finally getting it looked at by a professional.
Hopefully they dig their hands into it and he's feeling loose and limber after that. How are you, Errol?
Always good, mate. Always good. Very busy few days here. Obviously, Eid Manara coming up.
Yes, certainly has been a big week of news, and we'll start off on Eid Manara. The Prime Minister has said this week, if I tell you what my plan is for JobKeeper, you won't vote Liberal in this by-election.
Well, that's a very clever play there from the Prime Minister ahead of the Eid Manara by-election, or as it's been dubbed, the Eid Mahalo by-election. From all reports, JobKeeper is gone in September, but Scott Morrison has confirmed that he won't be officially announcing that until all the votes have been cast on Saturday.
Yeah, he also said to us, if I tell you now that I'm going to stop with all of the free money in September, nobody will vote for the Liberals and we'll probably end up with some lunatic from the Shooters or some pie-in-the-sky Labor lifer who's never so much as broken up shit and thrown it into a skip bin.
Very important for every Labor candidate to spend some time breaking shit up and throwing it in a skip bin.
Absolutely. Too many soft hands in the Labor Party, that's for sure. In some international news now, and Prince Andrew's inability to sweat has miraculously been cured by Ghislaine Maxwell's arrest this week.
Yes, the former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested, and there are lots of people who are very, very nervous today, and by people I mean rich, powerful people. Prince Andrew is one of them, and he was spotted this morning sweating bullets.
Yeah, well, the prince previously did claim that he was unable to sweat due to him being shot at during the Falklands War when he was making up some excuse for why he wasn't actually really good mates with that notorious pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein.
I can imagine the Clintons are probably sweating buckets as well, and Hillary's speaking to her hitmen as we discuss this, Wendell.
Yeah, I'm sure Ghislaine will not be left alone unsupervised, though. Now, elsewhere around this vast globe of ours, and an African village has somehow managed to build a school without the help of any 19-year-old Australian girls.
Yeah, this is a real feel-good story, Wendell, and it's been a pretty tough year. Obviously, a lot of upper and upper-middle-class Australian private schoolgirls normally go over to Africa to help build schools by paying a few grand in flights, holidaying along the way, and spending 8 or so hours basically babysitting kids while the school's built around them.
Yeah, but that hasn't happened this year because of all the COVID stuff, so this story really is a little miracle.
I've got no idea who would have played with the kids and taken all the photos while the locals worked on the school, but, you know, that's also a very critical part of how schools are built in Africa.
There was a great comment on this one from Jason Bamant, who said, Instagirls always conveniently ignore the fact that donating the equivalent cost of their airfares would be of far more humanitarian benefit to the African villages.
You can't put a price on content, Wendell.
You certainly can't, particularly if it racks up the triple figure likes. Now, next up, and we've got a pretty heavy story from here in town, a local gamer has confronted his mum about having an affair after being tipped off by a teenage Call of Duty opponent.
Yes, this Batuta Heights house was the scene of a bit of a row this week after a local Cheetos enthusiast took his mum to task. Apparently, he was concerned about his mother being unfaithful after a young Canadian claimed to be sleeping with her.
Yeah, pretty full-on stuff. He said it was moderately funny at first, but then he grew genuinely concerned, and that forced him to have the tough conversation with his mum. His mum did swear, though, that there was absolutely nothing going on with this 15-year-old Canadian boy and said that if he keeps it up, she will be taking the PlayStation off him.
No, but see, I think this is just more evidence that our NBN is much better than people in the inner city and outer city and regional areas like to whinge about. I mean, if you're able to play a game of Call of Duty against someone in Canada, you know, that to me, is world-class internet.
Things are pretty good. Now, we'll finish the week on a nice little light-hearted story. And good afternoon, says worksite comedian after young bloke turns up at 6:04 a.m.
Haha, night shift's here. Whoop, here's tomorrow's shift. Hello. Good afternoon, this is the morning shift. Haha. Yeah, that's what happens when you turn up late.
Some of the classics there. And Stuart Webb left a good comment on that one, saying one of his favourites is when you take an extra 3 minutes on Smoko and the boss asks you, did you put in annual leave for that one? Ha ha ha.
Ha. And then you can always say back to him, well, you're paying me cash, so I don't get it anyway, you fat prick.
Try that one on your boss next time. On that humorous note, that will do for another weekly bulletin here at the Batuta Advocate. We'll be back again in 7 days' time with all three of us in the studio, so we'll talk to you then. My name's Wendell Hussey. Do not go near Victorians.
And I'm Errol.